Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 19. We continue in Perek Hey, in the fifth Perek, with Mishnayos 7 and 8, Mishneh Zayin and Ches. Mishneh Zayin. We already explained that a tanur, an oven, a primitive oven, looks like an inverted cone, no bottom, and it's movable. When it is affixed to the ground to become functional, it is affixed to the ground with tit, with a sort of mud plaster, which attaches it to the ground so that the heat does not escape through the bottom under the floor of the tanur. There is also a layer of tit, of mud plaster, which is applied to the outside of the entire tanur from top to bottom. And that layer of tit is called, in the language of the Mishnah, tefela, something which is secondary, but nevertheless essential to the functioning of the tanur. We also learned that a kli cheres cannot become tohor through tevila b'mikveh. It can only become tohor through shavira, through being broken to bits. Mishnah asks, tanur shenitmo. If you have a tanur which became tomei, ketzad mitaharin oso. How do you render it tohor? How do you break it properly? The Mishnah answers, cholko lishlosho. You cut it into three vertical pieces. If each one, let's say, is a third, three equal pieces, none of them is the rov, is the majority of it. They're three thirds. None of the three thirds is rov, is most of the tanur. So the tanur is now broken to bits. Vigorer, and you also scrape away es hatfela. You scrape away the outer layer of tit. Ad sheyehebo oretz, from the top all the way down to the ground. So now the tanur is broken into three pieces. And the layer of tit around it, the tefela, is also stripped off of it, removed from it. Rab Meir Omer, Eino tzorich legror es hatfela, v'lo ad sheyehei ba'oretz. Rab Meir says it is not necessary to scrape away the tefela, the tit, the outer layer of tit. And it's not necessary to divide the three pieces from top to bottom, all the way from the top down to the earth. So there are three pieces. But rather, from the inside of the tanur, you cut it in such a way that none of the three pieces is four tvachim high. And we learned earlier in Mishnah Aleph that according to Rab Meir, Tanur tchiloso arbo, ushiorov arbo. That if it's less than four tfochim, it's not a tanur. And that's all you have to do, a much easier process. Although, personally, I don't know exactly how you get into the tanur to be able to do that, but I guess you can do it from the top if it's wide enough as an opening. And of course, and if it's not heated, you could cut down the three pieces, cut it into three pieces, none of which is four tfachim high. Rabbi Shimon Omer, v'tzorich lahasio. Rabbi Shimon says it's not sufficient to cut it into three pieces, but rather you have to remove the three pieces so that they are distant from one another. If they're together, even though they're cut from top to bottom, they're still intact enough to retain the tumah. It's only if you remove them one from the other so that none of the three are adjacent to any of the others, then it is considered broken and it is no longer intact. It is no longer tome. Chaloko lishnayim, if he only divided it into two parts, so one part is obviously larger than the other, and the larger part is most, is the rove of the tanur. So chalako lishnayim echot gadol v'echot katon. If the two pieces are, one's a little larger, one's a little smaller than the other, ha gadol tomei, the larger one is tomei because it contains the rove, the majority of the tanur, and the katan, the smaller piece, the minor piece, which is only a miut, only a minority of the tanur, is tahor. Halakha lishlosha, if you divide it into three pieces, so the example I gave earlier was when he cut it into three pieces, and each one is one third of the total. So none of them is large enough to be mekabel tumah. However, suppose you cut it into three pieces. One is half the tanur, and the other two are a quarter each. So then, echad gadol kishnayim, if the piece which is half the tanur, is the size of the two smaller pieces which are a quarter of the tanur each, hagadol tameh, the larger one is tameh because it is the rov, it is 50% or more of the tanur, ushnayim haktanim tahorin, the other two which are merely a quarter or each of the total tanur are certainly not the rov, and therefore they are tahor. Continuing with Mishnah Ches, we've been speaking of cutting the tanur down vertically from top to bottom. Suppose chatocho chulyos l'rochbo. Suppose you cut it horizontally in its width. So you have three concentric, well, if you slice it into three parts, you have three concentric circles, so to speak. You have a cone, and now you made two incisions in the cone, one-third of the way up, one-two-thirds of the way up. So now you have three chulyos, and just as an example, in the width. So if pochos me'arbo tvochim, if none of the three are four tvochim high, tohor. So the chulya, which is less than four tvochim high, is not mekabel tumah. Mercho batit, suppose, after you sliced it into chulyos, so you have three rings of tanur, one on top of the other, but you've cut them so they're not tightly connected. Now you cement the three together with this mud plaster called tit, mercho batit. So if you smear the spaces between the chulyos with tit, so now they are mechuborim zel lezo, they're connected, they're cemented together. So then it is mekabel tumah, says the Mishnah, with one condition. Mishiyasikenu kedei la'afos bosuf konin. You have to first heat it up as you would heat up a tanur chadosh, which we learned about earlier, which has to be heated from within, at least to the extent that you can now bake in it sufganin, soft, doughy cakes or cookies. Hirchik mi menu es hatfelo. Suppose you have this oven sliced either into three vertical pieces, the first case that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, or sliced into three chulyos, three horizontally sliced rings, as we are describing in the instance in this Mishnah, Mishnah Ches. Suppose you have around these sections, which have been cut, you have this tefela, this tit layer around it, but it's standing, the layer is some distance from the actual cut sections of the tanur. Hirchik mimenu es hatfelo. So you have the sectioned off, sliced down, or sliced horizontally sections of the tanur, of the klicheres. Around it, but let's say 2 or 3 inches away from it, you have a layer of tit. And now you fill in between the layer of tit and the actual tanur, v'nosan chol otzror bintayim. You fill it up with sand or bits of rock between the tit, between the surrounding layer or tfela, and the actual tanur. Now the tanur can function quite well because it is insulated with a layer of sand or rock surrounded by a layer of tit, of plaster, of mud plaster. Baze amru, as such a tanur, the Chachamim said, it's absolutely tohor. Hanida vahatahora ofos bo vahu tohor. A nida, a woman who is tomei, and her friend who is not tomei, who is tohora, can bake together in this tanur, and there's no concern about tumah, because the tanur is cut into sections, and the tvela is at some remove from them. Granted, it's filled in with sand and rocks stones, pebbles, whatever. But the tefillah itself, which is really the better insulating factor, is distant 2-3 inches in our example from the actual tanur. So the tanur stands alone and it is sectioned into pieces, which according to the Tanakhama is all you need to do, and therefore it is tohor. And so we have completed Mishnah Ches, and in the process completed lesson number 19.